Okay, today's daf Pei Hei. We're on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. We're actually going to go back to the two dots because it'll just take 2 minutes and it'll flow. And we'll get back into the groove. And today's shiur we'll learn for Refuah Shleima for Shimon Tzvi ben Peril. So the Mishnah said that if a man says, "I'm not giving my truma to Kahanim and Levim, I'm making a neder against Kahanim and Levim, making a neder against them," what's the halacha? They can come. The Kahanim and Levim can come by force and take truma. So says the Mishnah. But what if the Kohen said, what if the guy says, "I'm making a neder against that Kohen or that Levi," then he gives the truma to someone else. So the Gemara said that back to the two dots, Kahanim and Levim. Then and Levi Alma. From the fact that the Kahanim can come by force, Alma Tovus Hana Eino Mamon. Tovus Hana is not Mamon. I can give to whoever I want. I can even get money called Tovus Hana to give to whoever I want. By the fact that you're coming and seizing it without my consent is a raya that you're not doing anything wrong. There's no Geneva here. And therefore, Tovus Hana is not Mamon. Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa, right? We said it yesterday, remember? Ema Seifa, what does the Seifa say? Kahanim Elu, the Levim Elu, Nen and Li. These Kahanim, right? These Levim, no. Yitlu Acherim Avolahani Lo. So these can't take. These can't take, why not? Alma, Tovas Hana is Mamon. Tovas Hana is Mamon. Why? Because they can't, I'm in there against Kohen X. So Kohen X comes and takes it, he's stealing. What's he stealing? He's stealing Truma. No, he's entitled to the Truma. So what's he stealing? He's stealing the Tovus Hana. So, what? Why not?
Somebody else.
Okay.
Why is he entitled to it?
Because he's a Kohen. So, what do you see? It's a little bit of a stira. Not such a stira. We can figure out an answer, but that's what Gemara asks. So Amar Voshia lo kasha tana kasha. Ha, the Seifa is Rebbe. The Seifa that said that if you make a neder against an individual Kohen, he can't come, that's Rebbe. Vaha, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. But the Reisha, who said that if you make a neder against all Kahanim, they can come seize it, that's Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. The Tanya, ready? Hagonev tevlo shel chaveiro. If someone steals tevel of his friend, v'achlo, and he eats it, mishalem lo d'mei tivlo divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds, you have to pay the d'mei tevel. Even the trumas and maisers. You stole a pound, you have to pay a pound. In that pound is trumas and maisers. It doesn't matter. You have to pay back a pound. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, Omer, eina mishalem el d'mei chulin shabbat. No, you only have to pay the chulin. So if you steal a pound, not a pound of chulin in there, less than a pound of chulin. Maybe it's 3/4 of a pound, and the other 1/4 of a pound, other things, that you don't have to pay back. Right? Now, my labach and miflagi, what are they arguing about? What's the machlokas about? So I'll tell you what it's about. The Rebbe Savar, Tovas Hana is Mamon. Rebbe holds, Tovas Hana is money. So when you steal a pound, it's true. Part of that pound is going to Kahanim. But I get paid for that. I get money for that. So if you don't pay me back, it's not really dollar for dollar now. Because it's less. Tovus Hana is dollar, not dollar, it's less. But not 100% sure why you're paying now dollar for dollar. Not 100% sure. Maybe you don't, but you pay something. Maybe you pay something. Why? Because it's money. It's money in my pocket. Yeah, I'm not going to eat it. But it was money in my pocket. That 1/4 pound was money in my pocket. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, no. Tovas Hana ain't a mamon. It's not money. It's not worth anything to you. Right?
Why is that 1/4 pound not worth anything?
What?
Why is that 1/4 pound not worth anything?
Because
I'm going to give you X amount. I gave it to you. That's the end of it.
Exactly. So what's it worth to you? It's not yours anyway. You can get a few dollars because you're giving it to the coin of your choice.
But you saw it.
That's not considered mammon.
It's Geneva.
What? Oh, you saw the rest of it. The rest of it you have to pay for, 100%. Makes sense, no? So that's what they're arguing about. You see that? It's a machlokas, whether or not Tovus Hana is mammon or not. So the Gemara says, no, lo. The Kuli Alma, Tovus Hana, ain't no mammon. Everybody holds tovas hanoras, not money. So why does Rebbe hold you have to pay back the whole thing? Ella hacha de matanos shelo hormu kamiflagi. They weren't given off yet. They weren't separated yet. They weren't designated yet. Therefore, so what? So Rebbe holds. Look at the Ran in the last wide line. The matanos shelo hormu kamiflagi. The Rebbe savar. Kivon she'elo hormu chumas emaisros, since they weren't designated yet, havelahu kechulin shabo, it's like chulin, the lav kemisha hormu damin, we don't say it's as if it's already taken off, don't say that. Therefore, pay back the whole thing. What? Pay back the whole thing. Rabbi Yossi Savar, no, kemisha hormu damin, it's as if it's already designated. The ain lo behem klum. It doesn't belong to you anymore. Therefore, you only have to pay the dmei chulin. Ask the Gemara. That answer makes no sense. Why? E tovus hana ainu mamon. If tovus hana is not money, what is it? I don't know what it is, but it's not money. Mali hormu, mali lo hormu. What's the difference if you designated it or not? No matter what, you have to designate it. You can't not designate it. So what's the difference if you actually designated it or not? If you designated it, it's not yours. Why? Because you designated it. What if you didn't designate it? So you have to designate it now. So why shouldn't you pay back the whole thing? No matter what, it's not yours. If you tell me Tovus Hanoz Mamon, then I get money for this. So of course it's mine. Because I can get money to give it to who I want. I can get paid for that. So there's no question it's mine. But if it's not, if Tovus Hanoz is not Mamon, then the pound, the whole pound's not mine. Yeah, I didn't designate it yet. So what? You still have to designate it. What kind of thing is that? You still have to designate it. It doesn't answer the question. No, you don't get it?
I don't get it. It's just not
touchable
stuff.
What?
It's not usable stuff.
What do you mean it's not usable? That's exactly the point. You mean it's tevel. What?
It can't be designated.
No, it's already been harvested.
Right. You're not going to be using
that. What? What do you mean, why not?
Where does Tomas and not Tomas and this is not yours.
Right. A part of it's not mine.
Right,
but so if you hold, I didn't designate it yet. But Tovus Hanoz Mamon, right? Tovus Hanoz, then when you steal a pound, you have to pay me back a full pound. Why? Because every piece of it was mine. Why? Because every piece of it I can get money from. I can sell what's chulin, and what's not chulin I can get paid for. But if you hold Tovus Hanoz not Mamon, why am I paying? Rebbe holds, you pay back the full pound. Why? Oh, you didn't designate it yet. So what? You have to designate it at any time point. So no matter what, it's not yours.
Why can't Tavis be Muhammad in some other way? So
that's also a monetary value.
It's worth
money.
We're changing it with Tavis and I usually is.
Right.
Tavis and I usually is good feeling.
Yeah, No.
Exactly.
That's what Tovus Hanoz means in the Chometz Chaim. The Chometz Chaim means that. But what does it mean here? Halachically, the halachic concept. I can go over to you to listen. My son-in-law is a young guy. He died. Do me a favor. Here's $5. Give the truma to him. You got to give it anyway. So give it to him. That's what Tovus Hanoz means. Right? You're giving the truma. That's what it means. Right? It does mean goodwill.
It's not a $1 for $1.
It's not. Because then nobody would do it.
Exactly.
You just go to the store and buy him food. It's not a $1 for $1, but it's something. It's something. So by that Tovus Hanoz being something, so I'm not sure when Rebbe says, if I steal a pound,
you're not getting
that pound is truma. But one second. But I can get $5 for that little bit. Now, is it worth more than $5? Of course it is. So I'm not sure what Rebbe holds. You get back the pound minus the truma plus $5, which is less than what you're going to be getting, or I mean, that must be what pshat is, because it's not yours. And then when Rebbe says you get paid for the full price, that's what he means. He means that. He means, okay, you're not going to get back a full pound, you're getting something back. That all depends on if Tovas Hana is Mamon. Now there's no question that when I go over to you and I say, listen, my son-in-law is, you know, young guy, starting out, he's a little bit tight right now, can you steer the Truma his way? Here's a few dollars. There's no question that few dollars is money. There's no question about that. There's no question about that. However, the question is it halachically classified as money? What's a nafkamina? The nafkamina is if someone steals it.
Right?
Is it halachically classified as money?
If it's
money, then yeah. And if not, not. Now we said no. Everybody holds it's not classified as money. Everybody holds it's not classified as money. So how come Rebbe said if you steal a pound, you have to pay back a pound? Why? Part of that pound is not going to belong to you. The answer is you didn't designate it yet. So therefore what? Therefore the whole pound is mine. Says the Gemara, what kind of answer is that? You have to designate it at some point.
See, the designated part is the kicker.
Yeah.
Why? Because you are responsible for that, keeping that money over.
Whether you get paid for it or not.
Exactly. Once you have to be responsible for it, it's money not that you're gaining, it's that you're losing.
Exactly. So when the Gemara said, oh, the answer is because he didn't designate it yet. So the Gemara, what kind of answer is that? That's the answer. He didn't designate it yet. Oh, so this, since I didn't designate it yet, the whole thing is mine. Not true.
The wording's wrong. It's not mine. I'm responsible.
So therefore, I get paid the whole pound.
Correct.
Says the Gemara, it doesn't make any sense. Because if you didn't designate it today, so you got to do it at some time. You do it today, do it tomorrow. So why shouldn't you get back the full pound? And by the way, Tovas Hana is not considered mammon. So the fact that someone's giving you money doesn't make a difference anyway. So why are you getting back the full pound? Why are you getting paid back the full pound? You understand what's going on? So, Ella, a whole different answer. Ella, hi, Natanam, but the Rebbe. You know why Rebbe says you get paid back the full pound? Kansuul, or Rabban, on the Ganav. They made a knas on a Ganav. Kihechi, delo, lignov. They don't want him to steal. The Ganav is going to be sitting there with a calculator. All right, how much did I steal? Well, some of it's truma. No, we don't go into that stuff.
Right, exactly.
It's a good point. So therefore what? The Ganav doesn't pay back the full amount. We're not going to start nickel and dime the Ganav. Not doing that. The Ganav paid back the full amount. Some of it doesn't belong to you. All right. But we're not being nickel on a Ganav. Guy stole. Rabbi Yossi, have you heard the Sofer? No, just opposite. Kansuhu Rabbanan, Labala Bayis. The Rabbanan made a Kanas on the owner. Why? He says the delay giving Truma, what's he schlepping him out for? So now it got stolen. Now you don't get back the full amount. Why? Because you should have given A, doesn't belong to you anyway, and you should have given Truma beforehand. What are you schlepping for? So that's nothing to do with anything. Okay. What? Now, Rava now gives a different answer. Rava says, Rava Amar, right? Really, Tovas Hana is money, right? Shiny Truma, but Truma's different. The Hainu Taima, the Yidlu Al Karcho. Really, Tovas Hana is money. Why do we say they could just come by force? If you make a nether against all Kahana, they can just walk in. Why? Because it's special. There's Mishum, the Truma, Lochazia, El Kahana.
Only for
Kahanim. Why? Because Truma's only can be eaten by Kahanim. Everything else can be eaten by everybody. Meiser Rishon, which is eaten by Levi, you don't have any kedusha. Azar is allowed to eat it. Truma, no one's allowed to eat. Only Kahanim. Therefore what? The Kivon de Kaasi Lemisri Alayhu. When you aser all Kahanim, you know what you're doing? What do you do when you're aser all Kahanim? It's similar to what Mati said before. Shavya Afra Balma. You make everything bottle. Even the Tovas Hana. You're waving the Tovas Hana. Why are you waving the Tovas Hana? Because by making a nether an old Truma, what did you do by making a nether an old Truma? You made a nether an old Kahanim. What did you do? You deprived them of Truma. What do you view as Truma? It's worthless. If it's worthless, then the Tovas Hana is also worthless.
The Kahanim can take it.
The Kahanim can take it. Either steal the Tovas Hana? No, you already waived that right. You waived it. What?
Abrogated.
You abrogated it. You can't come crying now, oh, I'm losing my... How'd you do that? By making an eder against every single kohen in the world. So you're going to come over to me, oh, do me a favor, listen, my son-in-law. What do you mean? I made an eder against all kohanim. I don't care about your son-in-law. So that you can't come crying, hey, I'm losing the Torah Tanah. No, you're not at all. By doing that, by making that neder, you've waived, not only kohanim, you've waived your right to the Torah Tanah. Therefore, they can come take it without permission. Make sense? Now we can do the round a little bit. We'll do the round for a few minutes. We look at Rava Omar. It's the last round before the lines get Klomar. The whole Mishnah says Tovus Anah is Mamon. There's no question about it. Tovus Anah is Mamon. I'm giving you money to steer the Truma my way. Sacrament the Raisin, they can just come and take it. The goon squad can come and just take all my Truma. How come? The Seifa, Nicha de Kahanim Eil Yuachirim. Okay, so in the Seifa, I make an ender against this Kohen, give it to another Kohen. Reisha Hainataima, Diet Lubal Karcho. Mishon the Truma Lochazia El Kahanim. Truma is only fit for Kahanim. She Efshah Lidl Yisrael. You can't give it to Yisrael. Hilgach, therefore, Kivan de Misrael Alaihu. Once you offer all Kahanim on you, Shavia Afra Ba'alma. You make it like all dust and ashes. Da Askare Lahi Tovasana. You're masker the Tovasana. She Yeshlo Ba, that you have in it. You masker it. How you masker it? By Ned making Nether, it's all Kahanim. It goes hand in hand. Then the Ran has a whole discussion. Well, what's going to happen if the guy goes and he goes to a chacham to undo his neder? So if he asks, it goes to a chacham to undo his neder. Now him and the kahana, my best buds now. So now you hear this. So now, what now?
That's
close.
What?
Right, so the Ran says, if you have a chashash that somebody's going to go be matur neder, then the whole masechta falls apart. Right, the whole masechta.
Finally,
the whole masechta, there's no masechta anymore. So the Ran says, well, there's no chashash that somebody will go and be made for his neder and go to a chacham to be matur the neder. You're allowed to do it, but we don't sit and make halachas. But what if he does that? Because if he does that. Now the Ran says like this. Let's say this. What if a guy, he has a kasha. What if a Kohen comes by force? You make an eder against all kahanim, and the Kohen comes by force and takes the truma. Then you go to a chacham and you undo the neder. So did that Kohen steal from you? It's machlokas. This is machlokas.
It was
awkward
in the beginning.
It's awkward in the beginning. So who told you to come to my living room and take my truma? Right. Who told you to do that? So can he get it back? So it's a machlokas. One says yes. Then the round at the end says no. Because that truma had nothing to do with the neder. It's really a side point. And the neder itself is okay, but what he did is not. What he did has nothing to do with the neder. So I'm entitled to truma. Give me my truma.
At the time he took it,
it was okay. It was okay. Mutter. Right, so I'm saying, if you live your life with the theory that people can undo Nedarim, then the whole Mazakla falls apart. Right? So Duran says, we don't have a chashash, and Duran says like this, let's say a guy makes a neder, I'll be Makadosh you on condition you don't have any Nedarim.
What?
You don't have any Nedarim.
We had that,
right. And it turns out she has Nedarim. What happens?
Not chal.
So what if she goes to a chacham to undo the neder? So the Gemara says, the Ran says, well, she's let her go marry someone else. What's going to happen now if she goes to a chacham? The answer is, we're not choshish for that. Right?
Why not? She wants to marry.
What?
Why shouldn't she be choshish?
So the Ran says at the end, she will never lie because she's going to mess up her whole life. A man can marry two women, not the end of the world. She'll never do that. She's going to lie and say, "Yo, I don't really go to a chacham, mess up my whole life." Right? So she's never going to do that. She's interesting point. Okay. Ready? Next Mishnah. Konim she'eini os alpi. A woman makes a neder. I am not serving. Konim she'eini os alpi abba. I'm not serving my father. Alpi avicha. I'm not serving your father. Al pi achi, my brother. Al pi achicha, your brother. I'm not doing any of those things. Eina yachal lahafer. He can't be made for it. Why? Because it's not inu nefesh. It's the opposite of inu nefesh. She made her life easier, right? I'm not slaving over your father. That's not inu nefesh. What about Benolabena? What? So this is where well, the Mishnah said Ein Yachal Hafer, right? It's not Ein Nefesh and it's not Benolabena. Why not? So the Shita Mikubetzis explains, because Benola Bena are only things that have to do with Tashmash. Not wanting to have company. I know. This is where I got it. This is where it came from. Not wanting to have company, that's not Benola Bena. You can't force them to do that. And as the Chassam Sofer says, the Ein Hab, I'll read it inside. Ein Habal Yachal Lakufas Ishko, Lathos Malacha Lashum Adam Sheba Olam. A man cannot force his wife to do Shum Malacha to any man in the world, Milvad, except for Lahanak Esbina, to nurse the baby. I guess that means take care of the kids. Right? You can't force her to do that. So if she says, I don't want to cook, I don't want to have company, I don't want to do that. What do you mean? It's Benola Bena. I'm very popular. We have to keep up with the Joneses. I'm mafri the nether. You have no right to do that. It's not Benola Bena. It's not even an effort, for sure not. Yeah, interesting. Okay? Now, what if he says, She'eini os al picha, I'm not going to serve you. Even you, I'm not going to serve. Ein otzarach lahafer. You don't even have to be made for that. Why? Doesn't get off the ground. She has a duty to do that. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yafer, no, you should be made for it. Why? Shema tadif alav yosim in haroyloi. Because maybe she does more than she's required to do. She only has minimum, she doesn't have to do everything for you. Right? She making that there on the extras. On the extras she's making, the nether is chal on the extras. Right? So the Tanakhama, the machlokas and ksuvis, if the husband has rights to the extras or not, which would mean can Tanakhama obviously holds he does have rights to the extras, so the nether is not chal on that either. Right? She says, I'm not going to do, I don't know, pick something that she irons his shirts. She has to do that. That's an extra thing. I have to do that. She has to serve him and take care of him. She has to do every little thing. She has to fold his socks. Fold your own socks. So if she makes it, I'm not folding your socks for you. So according to Rabbi Akiva, made for that. Why? Because it's extra. Tanakhama says they don't have to. Even the extras are applicable. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Numi Omer, Yofer, no, you know what you should do? Mefer, why? Shema Yigarshena, because maybe you'll divorce her, and then Utehe Asura Olav, and then you won't be able to remarry her. Why won't you be able to remarry her?
Look, marry her.
You can't remarry her. Let's look at the Ran and Amid Beis. Why can't you remarry her? To look at the Ran. The Ran is downwards as Rabbi Yochanan ben Numi. You see it?
Yeah.
It's about, I don't know, 10 lines, and the lines are skinny. Disfilele Rabbi Yochanan ben Numi Tanakama. First of all, Rabbi Yochanan ben Numi holds the Tanakama that what da dafa nami de bal havia, that the extras go to the husband. Hilkach mishum hadafa ain't our lover. You don't have to be made for it. Even folding socks, I don't have to be made for. Why? It's an extra thing. So what? She has to do it for me. Ella shema yigashana. What's going to happen? You're going to divorce her. V'yehaya neder chal. The neder is going to be chal. Why? Once you divorce her, you have nothing to do with her. So then it's going to be chal. Now you want to remarry her. You're not going to be able to remarry her. Why not? Because you're not allowed to have enough from her. Listen to this line in the rhyme. The EF shirt, it's impossible. Lo, li zoyer, it's impossible to be married to a woman. Shalot to tachin, she's not going to grind for you. Lo to afa, she's not going to bake for you. For chol shar malachos ha shenuyos b'mishnasenu sheisha osa l'baila. It's impossible to live in a house with a woman and she's not going to do anything for you. To cook, to clean, all the things in tzuvah she has to do. It's impossible. So once you divorce her, therefore, maybe for the nether when you're married. Why? Because if once you divorce her, you can't get her back. Because there's a nether against her. And you see here, we're not choshesh she can go to a chacham. How do you marry her back? But don't worry about it. She'll stay in her half of the house and I'll stay in my half. It's impossible.
Why do you not choshesh that she goes to a chacham?
Because I told you, if you're choshesh for that, then there's no masechta.
That's true.
Right? You can't be choshesh for that. What?
She wants to marry him.
And.
She wants to marry him.
What?
She wants to remarry him. Why is she not going to go to a chacham?
She can. She certainly can. But if she doesn't, these rules...
You can't give that teretz all the time.
But if she doesn't, these rules apply. The rule is, it's impossible to have a marriage like this. The Tanakhama Paul of Yochanan ben Nuri, now not everyone holds like this. Tanakhama argued. Why? Maybe it won't even help. Since it's not chal now, it'll never be chal. It'll never be chal. Only when I divorce you, it's chal. And that's it. Plukta, ba'adafa. Okay, they argue about the extras. Ibal havio ilo. Fine. Now we're going to have the whole Gemara now. Now we're back to the Gemara. The whole Gemara is going to be, you'll see, about this, about the future. Right, so again, what happened? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Omar Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Shmuel said, we're passing like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That what? Be made for it now, in case you divorce her. Right now, the neder's a joke. She's not going to cook for you. She has to do that. But if you divorce her, when are you going to divorce her? In 3 years from now, the neder will kick in 3 years from now. Why? Because now she's not mishubet to you. So the neder she made will kick in 3 years from now. They'll never be able to marry her back because she can't cook for you. You can't have a marriage like that. Right? Shmuel said we paskin like that. Limemra, do you mean to tell me the kasavar Shmuel adam makdish davar shalom balolam? You can be makdish something that doesn't exist. When that's what Duran said on the base. When she's standing here now in 2015 and says, I can't stand you, I hate you, I'm never doing anything, I'm making neder, I'm not doing anything for you. Then it doesn't get off the ground. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, no, made for it. Because what about in the year 2018 when you divorce her? Then it'll kick in. Then you won't be able to remarry her. That's a lot of variables. Right? Shmuel's always passing like that. What do you see? That some being mocked is something Shalom Olam Shmuel holds is okay. What's the difference between her saying this and you being maktish an animal that's not born yet? What's the difference?
Ain
b'olam. What's the difference between the two? Now, so it could be there's no difference. You're right. However, for a mini, but 1 second. Hamaktish ma'asiyah de'ishto. If somebody is maktish to the Beis HaMikdash, his wife's handiwork, right?
It's
a
future.
Harei zeh osev ocheles.
It doesn't. She didn't do it yet?
What?
Is it a future thing or now?
Her handy, what?
That she's going to make?
Yes. No, her hands. So she, they belong to the Beis HaMikdash now. So she can't serve you. So this Gemara says, Hareza Osev Ocheles. Nothing changed. Why? That's a chal. V'hamoser, what about the extras? What about the extras? Rameir Omer Hektish, Rebekhan Asandler Omer Chulin, Rebekhan Asandler says Chulin, V'amar Shmuel, hello, Rebekhan Asandler. That what? That is chulin.
What's the extra?
Extra time, maybe. Extra, you know. Right. So her ma'aseh yadam, I'm mishubet to the husband.
Right.
Right.
So that's why it's achal.
Therefore, it's achal. But what about folding socks?
That's part of
her hand. What? But it's not a chiyuv to do. She doesn't have to do that for you. That's an extra thing. So she can fold socks for the Beis HaMikdash. That's a machlokes. And Shmuel says no. No, a whole like a bilchan asanlo. The answer is no. How come no? Why not? Alma ain adam matnish davar shalom b'olam. It doesn't exist yet, right? It's not in the world yet. V'chi tema ki kamar halacha kalacha benuri al hadafu de kamar. Maybe when Shmuel said on Amud Aleph that it held like a Yochanan ben Nuri, he meant on the extras.
He should have said it.
Then he should have said it. Lema halacha kam Yochanan ben Dafa. He should have said that. Inami or halacha kitana kama. Hold the Tanakama. That what? There is no extras. Inami or in halacha kabbi Akiva. Right? He was very cryptic. What did he say? I hold like kabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Obviously, he holds like kabbi Yochanan ben Nuri on the Ikar point. El Amr of Yosef. The Rebbe answers, you know what? You're right. Shiny konamos. Konamos are different. Neder's a different thing. It's not like hektish. Why is it different? Because howel va'adam oser peros chavero olav. I can aser your payros on me. Right? I can aser your payros on me. Right? No. Is that what it is? What?
On himself.
I can answer your payroll on myself. So
on himself, you can answer.
What?
On himself.
So Oser Nami Davar Shelo Ba Olam Olav. So can I answer payroll don't exist on myself? Right?
I don't know. Is that true? I don't know if that follows.
So look at the Ran. The Ran of Shiny Konamos, Hov Adam Oser Peres Chavera Olav. You see it? My Koparachta Me'a Mikdash Konamos. What are you trying to compare? Hektish. To the vows. Not comparable. Ah, if I got the Ein Adam Makdash Dava Shalom Ola Olam. You can't be Makdash something that doesn't exist in the world. Adam Oser Dava Shalom Ola Olam. You can be Aser something that doesn't exist in the world. That you can do. Well, how do I know that? I found something that exists by Nedarim, but doesn't exist by Hektish. I can't be Makdish your Peros to the base of Mikdash. I have no right to do that. However, Adam Oser Peros Chavero Olav. I can ask that your Peros on me. I can ask that your Peros on me. Can I donate your Peros to the base of Mikdash? No. The Kibbutz
you
came.
What?
What do you mean? The your Peros. I'm answering your
myself.
Exactly. V'kivan shekein adam oser nami davar shelo bal olam. Can't I answer something that doesn't yet exist in the world? Why not? Da peros chavero lididei kedavar shelo bal olam dami. Your peros are just like things that are not in the world. Meaning, the less lay b'hu midi. They have nothing to do with me. They're not mine. Your peros are not mine. But I can answer your peros on me. So therefore, I can answer Davar Shelo Bal Olam. You hear that?
Yeah.
Now, what you said is exactly what the Ran says, that you control one of the items. You control yourself. There are two things going on. There's the yourself and the goof of the item.
Right.
You control one of them. You control yourself. Right? So Amale Abaya says that makes no sense. Why is it making no sense? Bishloma Adam Oser Peres Chavero Olav. Yeah, you can answer the other guy's peres on yourself. Shari Adam Oser Peres Aval Chavero. Because I can answer my peres on you. Right? Two-way street. Ela Yeser Dover Shlomo Olam Al Chavero. But how can I answer on Chavero? Shari Ein Adam Oser Peres Chavero Al Chavero. But I can't answer your fruit on him.
That's right.
Right? That I can't do. Right? So here, what's going on here? I have no control over the woman. It's her, and I have no control over her goof. And I have no control over the item. Why? No, I'm sorry. So the question is, how can a wife make a neder on her husband, not to have her hands? How can the neder be chal? Right?
That's not even a neder.
What?
You said that before. That's not even a neder.
Right.
Yeah, I don't.
Because that's her job to do.
What's she doing? She's answering her hands on her husband.
On her husband.
She's not in control of her goof, and she's not in control of the item. Neither of them is she in control of.
Why
so
the, only the excess.
What?
Why did she have to control her hands?
Because it belongs to the husband.
Yeah. It is.
Only the excess, the extra.
Throughout the entire again.
Why? No! But you're allowed, but
if now, wasn't it? Now all of a sudden she's not allowed to do anything. She's not allowed to do anything.
So we're gonna give an answer in a second. However, when it comes to every other neder, you're always in control of one of the items. Either yourself or the item.
Well,
so I can't make a neder that Simcha can't eat Mr. Schiffer's fruit. I can't make a neder like that because I'm not in control of you and I'm not in control of your fruit. That's a woman. She's not in control of herself and she's not in control of the item, which is her hands. She's not in control of either one. So how can this neder? So how can you compare it to Kachim? El Amar of Huna, you're right. Rav Yeshua, but Omeres Yikachu Yodai Loosehen. Right, we had this before. Really, if anybody remembers. You don't answer her handiwork, right? What? You answer her hands.
Why can't we just it's a simple answer?
The adayim ha'isnu ba'olam. The hands are in the world.
The excess is what we control.
What? Because the excess is a machlokas, but the machlokas is about the excess. So we don't want to talk about it, it's a machlokas.
You're ushering the crack, her crack.
What?
You're ushering the crack.
Yeah, exactly. Now, v'chi amra, heich hachi, v'chi amra hachi, kacha. So one second. What about when she's makdash it? And she's makdash her hands, that work? How could that work? V'ha, v'shabdina de la baal, the mishum to the baal. How could that work?
It can't.
The amra, l'chi magarsha, when she's, no, when I get divorced. Okay.
Which is, by the way, it's under control either.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's exactly right.
It's exactly right. And then tomorrow we're going to discuss, and then one more line. Hashta mihat lo magarsha. Well, she's not divorced yet.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Just should do one more line. Does it finish the page?
Yeah, you
gotta
finish.
Yeah. Umimai dhi amraha hachi mahanya. That is our work. Says the Ran on the bottom. Klomar. Tirasta Lamanda Amar Adamakesh Davar Shalobal Alam. Debahai Lishna Dikamar Ludide Vademahani. That'll work. El Lamanda Amar Ain Adamakesh Davar Shalobal Alam. But if you hold, you're not allowed to have Afilu Amra Hechi Haki Mahani. How does that happen? She's not divorced yet. And it's not in her control. We'll get to that tomorrow. That's all tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's Amad Aleph is very difficult. It's quite difficult tomorrow. All right? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
All right, go ahead.